Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Steve Jensen down at Hayward Bait and Model. And then I've got an interesting interview with Brenda Meyer, who guides on some of the rivers around here. And then lastly, we're talking with Damon Schrader out at Hayward Power Sports. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Springtime is the time to buy a new Polaris off-road vehicle at Hayward Power Sports. During the spring sales event, rebates go as high as $1,500 and financing is as low as 3.99%. Live your life wide open in a high-performance RZR. Tackle anything from mountains to mud holes on a legendary Sportsman ATV. Get more done with a hard-working Ranger. Or take on any task or trail in a versatile Polaris General. Whatever you're looking for, now's the time to take your pick from off-road's best-selling lineup. Visit us 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or at haywardpowersports.com for rebates up to $1,500 and financing as low as 3.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Spring Sales Event.
Offer valid in the U.S. through 4/30/19 on new 2015 through 2019 vehicles. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride. See Hayward Power Sports just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great selection of mouth-watering steaks, as well as many varieties of brat sausages and much more. Along with that, Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, summer sausage, cheese curds, and homemade jerky, as well as great double-smoked bacon. Lynn's is open Mondays to Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and closed Sundays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering, next to Cooper's Family Restaurant in Hayward. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and helping out co-host today, we've got none other than Hayward Area Fishing Guide Steve Jensen. Steve, we haven't talked to you for a while. Good morning.
Well, thanks for having me back on, John. I've been kind of MIA for a few weeks here, running around doing a little vacationing, but now getting back ready for season.
Well, you know, the ice fishing has passed us now, and we're looking at open water, and we're getting close. I mean, this airs the 21st, so we only got a little time left for the opener. Let's hope that all the ice has gone off all the lakes by then.
Yeah, it's looking good, John. Of course, it's going to push us right to the end, as it always does here. It seems like the last few years we've been, you know, just a few days before the opener, but I'm feeling pretty good about it. The weather forecast looks good. We got a fair amount of rain, and the ice is starting to give away, so let's hope. We'll cross our fingers.
You had any reports here at the Shop River? You heard of anything going on as far as the fishing out there?
You know, there's just a few guys still getting out on the ice, John. Most guys have kind of given up the ghost on the ice fishing, but the few guys that are sneaking out are getting a few crappies yet. Be real careful. I've heard of a few guys plopping through, just walking, so, you know, wherever there's weak spots, it can certainly be an issue. But a lot of guys are changing focus. They're either heading up and doing some steelhead fishing, or a lot of guys here locally have been heading over to Green Bay and fishing that system over there and doing some other things like that.
You know, we're a week away from we're recording this week ahead of time, so hopefully by that time this airs that there won't be any ice fishing out there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're getting to that point, and hallelujah, it's that time of year. So we should be ready for open water. Guys should be getting their boats out, and I think it'll be another good year.
You know, anybody heading out on any of the rivers yet, sucker fishing? That's always a thing that happens every spring.
Just starting. I know some guys that have been looking for the Red Horse that really enjoy getting them, doing the fish patties and the smoked Red Horse. And haven't heard a whole lot of luck on it yet, but certainly some guys looking for that. I have talked to a few guys have been doing the catch-and-release trout fishing. And those guys have been catching a few fish, John, depending on the right day. If you get a warming day, some nice fish up to that 20-inch class out of the Namakagan up above town here. So you got that to look forward to, too.
As soon as that opens up a little bit more, I think we're going to see some action up there around maybe the Sheboygan Bay, too, as soon as that gets open. I'm sure there's guys catching fish around that hot pond area right now.
Yeah, I'm sure they're doing that, and I know there's guys hitting the Brule and the Root and some of those rivers up there. There sounds like there's been decent numbers of steelhead coming into the streams, and as we get more thaw and get a little bit more water flow, you typically have more fish showing up for that, too.
I don't know. If you got any of your friends to head over toward like the Fox or any place over there? Because I guess that's been a zoo over there. Lots and lots of boats.
Yeah, I do. I have a couple buddies actually that just headed out as we speak today to head over there for the weekend. They're getting fish. It's not gangbusters by any means, but they're getting some nice fish and some quality fish. In fact, I know some fish in the 12 to 13, even pushing 14-pound class, which those are some giant walleyes, John. Of course, a lot of people get those 8 to 10-pounders over there. It's a pretty special fishery.
Yeah, I've been hearing reports on Rainy, too. Rainy's been good, the sturgeon, and I don't know when the walleye season closes here pretty soon. Or
yeah, it's the 15th, yeah. Yep. So that's coming to an end. But, yeah, the guys that got up there were doing well, and like you did mention, the sturgeon fishing, I think, was excellent this year. Mm-hmm. I saw some sturgeon that were way over 60 inches from up there. A lot of fun to go do if you're looking for something to do as well.
Steve, I mean, we're looking at the turkey season's open, too, and, you know, are you seeing any birds out there? I'm seeing less birds than I was last fall already.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I had a tremendous number of birds around, specifically right around my area where I do my hunting, and I am seeing some birds. I've seen some toms tending some hens, but I would agree. I'm not seeing near the numbers that I was seeing last fall. That could be weather, though. You know, we've had the snowy and rainy stuff, so a lot of times they just hide out. But in general, I would say our turkey numbers are pretty good. I have a feeling we may have lost a few over the winter this winter, though.
Yeah, I know you're down here at Hayward Bait sometimes. They've been really gearing up down here. Lots of new stuff this year.
Yeah, we're really filling it up, ramping up the new addition to the shop here. It's 1 year in, and really trying to fill up all the peg space here, and we're doing a good job of that, and keeping a huge variety of all the things that sell real well here locally. And if there's anything that you need to get out on the water, we probably have it. If we don't, we can get it.
Now, Steve, you know, I'm going to take a break right now and hear from some of our fine sponsors and come back. I've got an interesting interview with a young lady. Her and her husband do some guiding on some of the rivers around here. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and much more. Whether you fish for bass, walleyes, panfish, or muskies, gear up for the upcoming fishing season. And if you're getting ready for the spring turkey season too, they also have just about everything you'll need for a successful season. In the bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer and liquor. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
The Can-Am Spring Fever event is on now at Hayward Power Sports with the Can-Am family of off-road vehicles that are built for this. They're built for seeing the sunrise and for days lasting past sunset. They're built for trails, tasks, and tough times. And they're built to move you through what won't move. So how do you become built for this? By getting to the Spring Fever event at Hayward Power Sports and finding a brand new Can-Am off-road vehicle with a $2,000 rebate on select 2018 models for a limited time.
Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See Hayward Power Sports for program details.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and helping co-host today is Hayward Area Fishing Guide Steve Jensen. And Steve, you know, it seems like we're getting new guides showing up here and there all over the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a constant evolution. You know, I remember the days when I was the new guy on the block, and all you old-timers would look at us with an upturned eye, and now I'm kind of getting to be one of the older-timers, and there's some new kids coming in, and it's good to see the fishing industry here in Hayward has been really strong. My guide business is as good as it's been in my 20 years of doing it, so I'm excited about that. The fishing has really been quite excellent as well. So there's a lot of room for it and a lot of new people trying it out.
You know, and I've been pretty busy too. And I, you know, I chance that one of the things that's kind of a niche market here is fishing some of the small lakes, out of the way waters, small boats, canoes, and that type of thing in the rivers. And this Brenda Meyer and her husband, they guide on that stuff. And I had a chance to talk to her down at Deerfoot when they had that women's crappie event there. Yeah, it's kind of interesting that, you know, there's a lot of opportunity to get out and find little out-of-the-way spots up here.
No, there sure is, John. There's no end of the water available to us.
Let's hear what Brenda had to say about that guiding stuff, and we'll come back. We'll have another interview and more on your outdoors. We're down at the end. It's an annual event now, Wisconsin Women's Fish, and I'm talking to Brenda Meyer, who's around the Hayward area here. You guide actually out on the river systems, right?
Yeah, we try and take some of the stretches where there's not any cabins or people around. It gives folks sort of a wilderness experience that's in our area.
How did you wind up getting into the guide business?
Well, that's kind of interesting. I blame it on our three children who grew up, and we don't have them to drag out into the wilderness anymore. So we thought we better find some new people to introduce our love of the wilderness to. So we thought when we retired, it might be kind of fun to try and get other people and their children and families out enjoying what we love. And I think if people love it the way we do, they'll help protect it for the future. So that was kind of our goal.
Well, the interesting thing too is around northern Wisconsin as a whole, there's a lot of small water area, rivers and small lakes and stuff that just necessarily don't get a lot of pressure. Everybody wants to be able to get their 19-foot boat into wherever, you know, and you've got to fish these places from kayaks, canoes, small boats.
Well, and that's kind of how we got to the point of using the canoes and the kayaks is I'd love to go up to the Boundary Waters and the Quetico Provincial Park in Canada, the canoe country up there. And we did a lot of fishing up there. And we kind of, when we bought our cabin up here, we said, you know, we could find places around here to do sort of mini excursions like that. And what we have found is there's just an untapped resource here. And there's so many beautiful small lakes and rivers surrounded by national forests that are just fantastic and great fishing, and so we're just capitalizing on that.
Well, the two big things that a lot of people go after in rivers, muskie and smallmouth bass. And muskies are, every once in a while, and there are some stretches of the river, the Flambeau and the Chippewa River downstream and stuff, where you've got a realistic chance of a pretty good-sized muskie. A lot of the water, it's generally going to be a little bit smaller muskie, but you never know. But smallmouth is just super everywhere.
You know, it's funny, I grew up in Door County, the land of giant smallmouths.
Wow.
Have caught a lot of big ones over there, but I caught my biggest one here a mile and a half from my cabin, so on a river. So, yeah, that's what tells you that.
You're right, Derek, because for some reason, these river smallmouths seem to be a beefier, heavier fish than the ones I've caught in the lake.
Yeah, they're so much fun to catch. They always put up a great fight. And that's a cool thing about fishing the small stretches of rivers. It's not very deep, and when you get a fish on, there's nowhere for it to go except up. So they put on an acrobatic show for you, and it's really great. And the muskies we catch too, it's like they go up and flip around, and we catch a lot of them. We have a lot of fun with them. We don't boat, you know, as many as we would like to, but that's because they give us a good tussle, and we're in a canoe fighting with, you know, kind of a circus going on.
Pull you around a little bit sometimes. Yeah. You know, and the interesting thing, I know one thing too that might be good information for people that might be listening is if you're within the National Forest, the Chippewa or the Shawamigan, that allows dispersed camping. So you can actually make yourself a campsite alongside of the river and do overnight trips. And there are some stretches that are that long.
Yes, indeed, and we have done that, and that's really cool because some of the stretches where our put-in is versus our takeout, you've got 7-8 hours minimum. So if you want to, you know, fish a stretch in the middle at 8 o'clock in the morning, it's tough to get there. So sometimes what we'll do is we'll fish down to that point, camp there, and that way you can fish it in the afternoon or evening, and then you can fish it in the morning because you never know when the muskies are going to decide to bite. They'll be there the whole time, but you got to wait till they're ready because they are crafty.
Sometimes they are, sometimes they're predictable, and sometimes not very predictable at all. Most often not predictable, but you know, if anybody wants to get out there, obviously they could get a hold of you. But any good tips for people on fishing some of that small water, the boat that you could pick or anything like that?
Well, you know, on the rivers around here, the water's dark and there's rocks. So we prefer to use a canoe or a kayak that can handle that. You don't want to take your pretty lightweight Kevlar canoe that you take up to the Boundary Waters and put it on the Chippewa River and start fishing, because if you get a big fish on, you're not going to want to be fighting that while you're going downstream through a set of rapids through the rocks. So you got to be careful with that. But people can have a lot of fun. Get yourself a canoe that can handle that, made out of, you know, the old time we had Royalex. Now there's different kinds of plastics and all kinds of new fusion things that I know nothing about. But get yourself a sturdy boat and some simple gear, and you just work your way down the river. We catch a lot of fish just on small baits that you would use for smallmouth fishing, and the muskies like that too. So it's not a big production. You don't need expensive gear, and you can have a beautiful day on the river whether you catch anything or not.
Well, you know, a lot of people think about rivers, they think fly fishing, and fly fishing is good on rivers, but you can use spinning gear and everything else.
Absolutely, and you know, I would love to be one of those beautiful fly fishermen that can do that. I'm just learning. I kind of want to learn how to do that, but we use all spinning gear, and so it's not rocket science, and you look for little, you know, eddies behind rocks and little holes and things, and at the end of a rapids where there's a pool, and make your casts, and you'll run into some fish for sure.
You don't need to know the electronics and all that stuff. It's just reading the river, all the fish you find with your own eyes.
That's what I love about it, because as much as electronics can be useful to people, I'm kind of a nature girl, so I like old school things. I like natural, quiet sounds. That's why I don't like a big motor and racing around on the lakes. I like to be in the canoe with my paddle and just my fishing rod and a lure and just casting. And I don't know, I like the simplicity. It makes me happy.
Very, very interesting information. How does anyone get a hold of you guys if they want to make one of these trips?
We have a website, True North Guides, and if you know where Boulder Lodge is,
yep,
we work out of there. So Boulder Lodge out of Hayward, Wisconsin, we're connected to their website as well. And so, yeah, get a hold of us. We'd love to take you fishing.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's interesting listening to her. We do need to take another break and hear from more of our fine sponsors. So we return. We had an interview with Damon Schrader from out at Hayward Power Sports. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check in Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle, 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and helping out co-host today is Hayward Area Fishing Guide Steve Jensen. And Steve, I know Hayward Power Sports out there is another one of our big sponsors on the show. And Damon out there, he's usually right up to his elbows in boats about this time of year.
Let's hope he is up to his elbow in boats. You bet. They do a great job out there at Power Sports. They do all my service for me, have for many, many years. They always roll out the red carpet, especially for us guides when we need something done now. They're always getting it done for us, which is super awesome. And they have a lot of great knowledge about how to rig boats, what's new on the market, what's new in electronics, all of those things that you're going to have questions about. These guys are really good at answering.
You know, I know the two places in the Hayward area that carry the best amount of electronics and know how to set it up, it would be either Hayward Bait here or Hayward Power Sports.
Agreed. And those guys do a great job of rigging. And like I say, if I ever have any issues with anything or a question about anything, they almost always have the answer.
Well, let's hear that interview with Damon, and we'll come back with a wrap-up on the show. We're out at Hayward Power Sports. I'm talking to Damon Schrader. And, Damon, you know, spring is here, basically. It's starting to warm up, thaw out as we're talking. And it's really a time of the year where you guys get real busy out here. Well, you're busy all year, but it's a whole different deal.
Yeah, it sure is. We had a very good winter coming off of that.
Well, you know, you got a lot of boats. You do have a big service department here, and you have service available for guys if they need to, but you're also getting boats out that are stored here and everything else.
Yeah, we've got a full service department. We actually got 13 guys in our crew out back right now, and we do service. We store a lot of boats. We sell a lot of new boats. We rig all of our own boats in-house, so if you're looking for a new boat, this is a great time of year, and we've got a lot of accessories and electronics and things to add on to your new boat in stock, ready to go.
Well, you're service guys. You've got a bunch of guys that are factory certified service techs too, right?
Yeah, every one of our guys in the back goes all the training, all the schooling, every one, all the brands we carry, we're all platinum certified, gold certified. So all of our techs, we've got the newest technology. We've got all the laptops, the computers. It's not as simple as the old days where you just turn a wrench and turn a carburetor. It's basically all done through computers now, and every one of our guys in the back that works on our motors, all of our new motors, we do all of our own warranty work in-house. Our guys are ready to go.
Yeah, and you know, you were talking about boats and sails and stuff, and rigging boats, most of boats you got to have rigging into them, and you're setting up all the electronics. I know you're big here in Hummingbird line of locators electronics. You got Minicota stuff. All that stuff takes a lot to put it on you. It's not just something you throw on there.
No, the new electronics got a little more complicated because there's a whole lot of different options and a whole different way you can actually rig your boat now as far as networking and GPS and mounting everything and tying everything together. So we've got all that capability here. We do lean really hard towards Hummingbird now. That is kind of our main brand. And Minn Kota. We can get other brands, but Hummingbird and Minn Kota is kind of the bread and butter. They've kind of taken over the market for us in the last few years, and they've just got a lot of new amazing features for our lakes around here.
Well, with Hummingbird and Minn Kota, they say one system, and they do. I mean, everything integrates because Johnson Outdoors owns Hummingbird, owns Minn Kota, owns Lake Master, and they made it where everything integrates and works together as one unit.
Oh, correct. And it's absolutely amazing. When you got the whole system set up in your boat and all networked together, the technology for fishing is just incredible. With this new side imaging and down imaging and the mega imaging, it's just the detail for finding fish. And not even just finding fish, but seeing the bottom of the lake. Everything you've been out there doing for years and years and years, just how different everything looks with this new technology.
I didn't think they could make anything much better last year, but they did this year. They got the Mega Plus imaging, which is, I say, 20% better and better range and everything.
That's scary. I mean, I'm a big Hummingbird guy, and now with these new Hummingbirds we have on the boats, I mean, you can physically see fish with their mouths open. You can see tails. It's not just blobs, and maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I mean, it's incredible the imagery you get now.
Interesting stuff. I know you carry boats for Lund. You've got Lund, and you've got tracker boats here, and you also have a bunch of pontoon stuff too.
Yes, we do. Our main boats is Tracker and Lund. I mean, we sell a lot of those two boats. And when it comes to pontoons, we got all the different Tracker lines of pontoons you can get. And we also have Bennington, which Bennington has some amazing features as well. I mean, they've got kind of your entry-level boat to your very, very top-end boat. And once again, there's a whole bunch of different add-ons, accessories you can do. You can customize all these boats, build them how you want them. This time of year, there's a little bit of backlog. Hopefully you got to some boat shows and got it out there and got one ordered early, but we do have a lot of stock boats as well.
You know, when you talk about customizing boats, that's one thing I've stressed over the years is that, you know, a boat is not just something to get you out there on the lake if you're fishing. The boat control makes everything, and different brands of boats react differently. Two of the best I know out there, the Lund and the Tracker, is actually really good too as far as precise control. And being able to keep that boat where you want it and then have that boat rigged to be able to perform the way you want can make all the difference in the world between you being successful at catching fish out there sometimes and being less successful.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And even all the different options for these boats, I mean, they're not all geared just for the fishermen. I mean, yes, that's a huge part of what we do out here, but we've got a lot of like fish ski packages where it's, if you're not a die-hard fisherman, we can get you still set up with a nice electronics package that's a little more reasonable. But then you can also get the ski package with a pylon bar for the kids for tubing or skiing. So it's not just strictly fishing. I love to fish, but we can build it kind of cost efficient for the guy that doesn't get to use it as much, all the way to the guy that uses it every day, and we can load it up.
And talking about a couple other things out there when it comes to the boats, you know, you guys have been here a Lund dealer for a long time here.
Yeah, this is actually our 20th year this summer, and so we're actually hoping to do some sort of open house being here 20 years, but we've dealt with boats since we've been here, and we've gotten a pretty good thing going out here with all of our different lines and our employees in the back with our service techs. I mean, it's just an incredible team we have here, and we've got a lot of product here, and we're open 7 days a week once this peak season hits again. So every day we're here, and we got all the rentals too for the guy that doesn't want to buy a boat or rig all of his own stuff. We've got a full line of rentals for off-road and on the water.
Got a bunch of the guides there. A lot of the guides in the area are running boats out of here.
Yeah, we've been fortunate with you and several other guys that are on our pro staff through Hayward Power Sports. We've got a lot of guides. So if you're looking for someone, or if you're kind of curious, like, you've been willing to help me, which has been great, taking guys out on the water and showing them their new electronics. So we also have that option through some of our guides that are on our pro staff team.
Right. You know, I offer that service on my website now, because the electronics, it's not that hard once you get onto it, but it really does benefit you as far as finding fish. And now you've got all the new options like the auto chart, which you can create your own maps and stuff. What you thought you had to fish, you were fishing and catching fish on, may be totally different than what you thought it was.
I love AutoChart. The mapping is very good and very detailed, but there is still just a bunch of little nooks and corners and crannies that don't quite show up, and it's nice to be able to map it yourself. But that is a perfect thing, too. All these guys, it's not that intimidating, these electronics. Once it's rigged on your boat, set up, and you got your basic functions ready to go, it's nice to go out with somebody like you just for a couple hours to kind of see, but it's not as intimidating as all the buttons and everything. It's Hummingbird's made it so simplified. It got three cheat code buttons, basically, where you save your three favorite screens, and they're always there. You don't got to mess around with stuff, so that's very nice.
I know, you know, another thing, too, I want to touch on real quick here is we're now allowed to troll on every lake up here. And you guys can rig up a boat for trolling, too, with kicker motors like the Pro Kicker and some of that stuff and some of the things that we didn't have to deal with before because most of the lakes we couldn't troll on.
Yeah, I know, and I'm a big fan of trolling, so I'm very happy they finally passed that. But we can do kicker motors, and even if you don't want to go all the way into a kicker motor, some of these new trolling motors, you can actually go a little bit bigger on the thrust on a trolling motor for the guys that aren't trying to troll like for a full 8 hours, and you can use your trolling motor basically for the full day too. And we can network that all in, but we've got all the kicker motors, we can set that up. We got the bigger trolling motors, we can set that up. And we've got, when it comes to trolling, we've got all the ram mounts and the custom rod holders and everything here as well to set your boat up for trolling.
And one last thing here, let's not forget ATVs, UTVs. You saw a lot of those, both the Can-Am and the Polaris.
We do. We have got a very big market out here with Polaris and Can-Am, and the side-by-side world is getting extremely popular here in our area, and that season is right around the corner. We're just waiting for some trails to thaw and open back up, and we've got a full service staff for that as well, and we've got about 40 of them on the showroom floor right now.
And you can customize them, too. Quite a lot of them that go out of here, a lot of accessories go on them.
There is a million options for accessories on the new ATVs and side-by-sides, and we stock a lot of it, and if we don't have it, we can have it in 2 days. So you can customize basically anything, and for the most part, people that are buying these machines now are adding a lot of accessories because there's some pretty neat stuff out there.
I know one thing, you and I got to get out and do some fishing this summer.
Yeah, we've been talking about it. I think it's time.
Well, David, I want to thank you for coming on here.
All right, thank you.
Well, you know, he's interested in listening. It was quite a lengthy interview there talking about boats and rigging and stuff, and I know a couple of other things here. You know, when we're talking about, you know, getting that gear out and ready, one of the things we're going to talk about is, you know, David talked about that, regular locators, and more our fishing relies, you and I rely on our depth finders, our locators, to be able to find the structure, find the fish, and how it's set up sometimes, just a location to the transducer. People think you can just slap it on the back of the boat.
Yeah, there's a lot to it, John, and especially with these new side imaging and down imaging transducers, you have to have things set up just properly to get the correct reading, and they have good tutorials. You can certainly YouTube anything if you're rigging your own boat to solve any questions that you may have, but the best bet is to have a professional do it. When you do that, you know you're going to get it done right.
Well, Steve, you know, we're about out of time for this show.
I want to remind folks that if you miss a show, you can find our show on our website at WNORadio.net. That'll link you through to our podcast. It's also on Spotify now, and it's in front of my YouTube channel. So you got lots of different ways to listen to the show if you miss it. Steve, you want to give us some guide information too, real quick?
Yeah, you bet, John. If anybody would like to get out on the water with me this summer, you can get a hold of me at fishhunts.com or on my cell phone, 715-558-3709. And of course, you can always stop down at Hayward Bait and Bottle Shop. We have all the area guides information here as well.
Well, Steve, we're out of time for this week, and I want to thank people for tuning in. We'll see you again next week with another interesting show.
With me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.